Our next game is about things that come in seven, like Gwyneth Paltrow's head in a box. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Leah Gonzalez. You work for a healthcare nonprofit. You grew up in San Antonio, and you mentioned that you cry every time We Are the Champions plays.
Yeah.
Why?
It's just such a swelling song, and it reminds me of San Antonio when the Spurs win the championships.
I love that. Leah, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Allie Foran. You're a math professor at Texas A&M, and your specialty is word problems.
Yes.
Okay, can you give me an example of like some sort of...
Sure. So I was previously teaching a lot of elementary education courses, and so I would teach, say like, okay, you have a kid named Jake, and he likes football, and he thinks that girls have cooties, and he likes to eat Cheetos. Write him a word problem that has to do with 5 plus 7, and they would say, okay, well, I ate 5 bags of Cheetos this morning. If I have 7 more this afternoon, how many bags of Cheetos will I have eaten today? And so then he likes Cheetos, so he'll be like, oh man, I had 12 bags of Cheetos.
That's all it takes. You just get them thinking about Cheetos and they're
exactly.
Like,
yeah,
awesome.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Allie, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Lee and Allie, whoever has more points after 2 games will go to our final round. So according to the U.S. Census Bureau, San Antonio is the 7th most populated city in the United States. So this game is called Seventonio. We'll give you a category containing 7 items. For example, name the 7 most populated cities in the United States. You're going to go back and forth naming all the things that you can that fall into that category.
And if you mess up by giving an incorrect answer, by repeating an answer that was already given, or by taking too long, your opponent will score the point. And if between the two of you, you run the entire list, whoever gives the 7th correct answer scores the point.
Okay, so you'll ring in to answer first. Here we go.
Name the 7 deadly sins. Allie.
Pride.
Pride is one. That's correct. Leah.
Lust.
Greed.
Anger.
Wrath. I will accept that. Yes. Allie.
Gluttony.
Uh-huh. You guys know your sins. Congratulations. There are 2 left, Leah.
Sloth.
And 1 more, Allie.
Ooh. Just thinking of the movie 7 and trying to get
no,
through
how
all
I do
of
it
in my
too,
head.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Ooh. Oh, so close. The answer is envy. And the reason you couldn't remember it is because that was where the plot didn't really hold together, because he was the one who was envying somebody.
I know.
It was kind of like, didn't really make sense. It wasn't like the other ones.
Name the 7 Weasley kids from Harry Potter. Allie.
Ron.
Yeah. Leah.
I have never read a Harry Potter book.
Okay.
George.
George.
Okay.
Is 1.
Wow.
Allie.
Ginny.
Ginny is correct. Leah, what other name can you make up?
William.
Yep, we will accept that. Bill, also William. Allie.
Percy.
Percy is correct. Leah.
Ophira.
Not part of this list, but that was pretty amazing. The other 2 are Charlie and Fred.
Here's your next one. Name the 7 symbols used in Roman numerals. Allie.
I.
Leah.
V.
X.
L.
C.
M.
M. M, yes. Allie.
D.
D is the answer. That means you get the point. That's all 7. This is your last category. Give me the titles of the 7 theatrically released live-action Spider-Man films released from 2002 to 2019. Allie.
Spider-Man.
Yes. Well done. Leah.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2 is another one. Allie.
Spider-Man 3.
Leah.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yes. Allie.
Ultimate Spider-Man.
It's a fine guess, but that is incorrect. I'm sorry. The remaining ones were Amazing Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Spider-Man Far From Home.
I did see it, yeah.
Okay, great game. We have a tie. If you knew all seven Weasley kids, no problem. Then we'd be in seventh heaven if you'd apply to be on our show. Go to amatickets.org. Up next, we'll play another music parody game about cheese. Yeah, you know? I gotta say, I like my men how I like my cheese. Soft, gooey, and full of penicillin. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.